All right, welcome to the Pop Cult Cast. I'm your host, Owen Cook. And today we are going to be talking about which movie is better, the new Superman movie or the new Fantastic Four movie?
That is a very good question.
Would you like to introduce yourself?
Carson, a fellow enthusiast.
Yes. So Superman made over $600 million and Fantastic Four just made over $500 million. So at the box office, Superman won, but which, if you had to pick which you prefer, which you think personally is the best, which would you go with?
The thing is, they're very different movies, Owen.
Correct. Which makes it even more tricky.
It's hard to base that scale, but if I had to pick one, I would say I enjoyed Superman more, but I like the story of Fantastic Four better.
Ooh, interesting. I think I do see where you're coming from there, because Superman, while is a wonderful film, it is messy. It's very fast-paced, where Fantastic Four is, it's more, you could maybe even argue it's a little bit of a slow burn, and its plot is more focused. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a clear, like, thing, like, we have to prepare and stop Galactus from taking our baby and eating Earth.
Yeah, very linear path. Fantastic Four. Superman, it felt like it was kind of all over the place.
Yeah.
I think that the casting for both movies were phenomenal.
Oh, amazing.
Like I'm kind of iffy on the whole Pedro Pascal.
I think he
did what he had to do. He didn't go crazy. I think that Vanessa Kirby, that's just one, carried the film.
Oh, Sue Storm in Fantastic Four First Steps was, you could say, peak, if you will. Pure cinema. I think I would definitely also go Superman. Also, a lot of that comes from, I think I prefer the character of Superman over the characters of the Fantastic Four.
It might also be because we have been waiting so long for a Superman movie.
Mm-hmm.
But we haven't waited so long for Fantastic Four movies.
We have.
I mean, the old 2000s one, they're, well, good, a little cheesy.
Yeah.
But for a fully-fledged MCU, Fantastic Four, I think that they did what they wanted to do.
It's so interesting to compare these movies, mm-hmm. because while they are very different when you're watching them, they make you feel different things.
I walked out of Superman inspired.
I walked out, as you said, a new man.
A new man.
But they are both reboots of these companies' flagship characters. Like, Fantastic Four was the thing that started the Marvel Universe in the comics. And Superman was the thing that started the DC Universe. And, yeah, like, they are both, like, the heads of their houses, if you will. And they came out, like, 2 weeks apart, so you can't help but compare them. You kind of have to.
And I also think that the scores for both were phenomenal. The Fantastic Four theme.
Oh my gosh. Fantastic Four. Oh, I love it.
And Herbie's lullaby.
Oh my god. Freaking Herbie.
Herbie, not Kirby. Herbie.
Herbie, correct. I remember one of the times I was watching the trailer for the Superman movie, I was at work and I was on the lifeguard stand. I was thinking about it. Like, I was just thinking about, like, just like how beautiful the trailer was. I started to tear up, started to cry a little bit. Oh,
I remember how excited you were when I said I could watch Superman.
No, I was hyped. No, because I was trying to get as many people to see Superman as possible.
So with you, and like, I could just see the joy in your face, like wanting me to experience this.
Yeah.
And I did enjoy it. It was a very good
movie.
And I rewatched it recently, and it held up to my previously thought.
Oh. Well, what character dynamics did you enjoy more? Did you enjoy, like, the family dynamics of Fantastic Four more, or did you like the character dynamics between Superman and, like, his love life and his family and his co-workers and the Justice Gang?
I enjoyed the dynamic of Human Torch and Thing a lot. I thought they were very, like, buddy-buddy, like, messing with each other. But I also, I loved Mr. Terrific.
Oh my gosh.
I think all of his interactions with characters were great.
Show
I just love him as a
stealer.
character. Yeah, he kind of stole the show. Honestly, it felt like more like I liked him, honestly, more than Fillion. Because
Oh,
I
okay.
just love
Hot
his
take.
character. I think it was great.
Well, I don't know if that would be a hot take. I think that would be more of a warm take, because I
Medium
definitely
take.
see other people who would be like, yeah.
And then that 5 years time scene is just.
Well, which would you say, which movie would you say looked better? Like watching it,
Oh,
like
wow.
visuals, cinematography,
Visually,
CGI.
I think Fantastic Four, because
Okay.
of they created a whole new world with the whole 1960s aesthetic,
Yeah.
and everything looked so good. And the space scenes are in
Yeah.
Fantastic Four. I mean, the Silver Surfer scene, come
Oh,
on. The chase
yeah.
scene is phenomenal.
That is a good scene, yeah.
And just the whole space looked great. And I originally thought that the Fantastic Four was going to lose. Well, walking into the theater, I thought they were going to lose. That's what I
Oh.
thought. I didn't know they were going to win, so it kind of shocked me.
Well, I'm also
I
curious.
don't know how they're going to set it up. I don't know what the future, the plan is for them in Doomsday.
I'm curious because you know how at the end of Thunderbolts they had the Fantastic
Yeah,
Four
ship.
ship? I wonder.
I thought that that was going hinting at them, the Fantastic Four losing and
And
then
then
having to flee.
they somehow, yeah, like,
That's what I thought was going to
yeah.
happen. So I was kind of shocked when they won.
Yeah, I do wonder how that's gonna play into the next like big team up Avengers Doomsday, correct? I'm very much looking forward to that. Any final thoughts?
I think that they're both great movies, and they both did what they wanted to accomplish for their franchise. And I think that Superman is a great start to the DCU, and I'm so excited to see
Oh, I'm
what
so, dude, I'm so hyped for Lanterns. I need Lanterns to come out.
I'm excited for
I'm
the
also
future.
I'm excited for the future of both
I can't wait to
franchises.
see Flash.
That would be insane if
Or
they
like
brought
him
him
as a
back.
Jigger, and then
Ooh,
like
that could be
him
cool,
being the
yeah.
older, wiser one chasing a
Yeah.
Newberry and a Wally. I just think.
All right. Thanks for tuning in. Next time we will be doing Fight Club.